哈利路亚，感谢主耶稣带领我们过去五天的灵恩布道大会很顺利的进行。
And hallelujah, praise to the thanks of God that we have gone through the four evenings of evangelical service smoothly.
今天早上有两位新受洗的童龄。
And this morning we have two new members added to the fold.
早上虽然天气很冷。
And even though it was very cold this morning,
主耶稣慈爱的带领。
But under the merciful guidance of our Lord,
也透过信心的接受。
And also by our faith,
我们很顺利的去洗礼堂把。两位新受洗的童龄，我们给他奉耶稣的圣名给他洗礼。
And thank God that we were able to go to the baptismal site and get the two members baptized.
马上回到教会，下午我们就要奉主耶稣的圣名举行洗脚礼。
And now that we're back to the church, we're going to conduct the foot washing sacrament in the name of Lord Jesus.
什么叫做圣礼？
What is a sacrament?
圣礼有三个条件。
And there are three criteria behind it.
第一个，
First,
主耶稣亲自设立。
And that is, it is personally instituted by the Lord Jesus.
你在圣经里面有找到这个事情是主耶稣开始。
That in the Bible you will see the record that it is Lord Jesus who instituted the sacrament.
第二个方面。
And the second criteria.
主耶稣告诉门徒你要去这样做。
That the Lord instructed the disciples that they have to follow his example.
你去传福音的时候要告诉别人也要这样的接受。
That when you preach the gospel, you also have to tell the members that they also need to do the sacrament.
第三个条件呢?
And the third criteria,
一定要跟我们的得救有关系的。
And that is the sacrament has a close connection to salvation.
圣礼不是只是个形式。
Because a sacrament is not just a symbolic ritual.
如果只是形式,做跟不做都没有关系。
And if it's just a symbolic ritual, just a mere ceremony, then you really have no necessity to perform it.
怎么样举行也没有关系。
And it really doesn't matter what kind of mode or ways you were to conduct it.
但是如果是跟得救有关系。
But however, if it directly ties to salvation,
完完全全要按照圣经。
Then we have to perform the sacrament completely in accordance with the Bible.
早上我们已经接受了洗礼。
So this morning we have conducted the water baptism.
这是主耶稣所交代的。
And that is instructed by the Lord.
主耶稣设立。
Because he personally instituted it.
把罪洗干净跟得救有关。
And once the sins are washed away, then it has the remission of sins.
那同样呢，洗脚礼也有些三方面的条件符合。
And in the same way, foot washing sacrament also has three criteria.
这个是一般基督教基督教界其他教派所不了解也是没有的。
And this is something that you will not find in other churches.
我们看约翰福音的十三章。
Let's turn to John 13.
约翰福音的第十三章，我们读第一节到第七节。
John chapter 13 verse 1 to
第一节到第八节。
Verse 8.
约翰福音十三章一到八节。
John chapter 13 verse 1 to verse 8. Verse 1. Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come, that he should depart from this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he gave them to the end. Verse 2. And supper being ended, the devil already put it into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him. Verse 3. Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God. Verse 4. Jesus rose from supper and laid aside his garments, took a towel and girded himself. Verse 5. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel with which he was girded. Verse 6. Then he came to Simon Peter, and Peter said to him, Lord, are you washing my feet? Verse 7. Jesus answered and said to him, What I am doing you do not understand now, but you will know after this. Verse 8. Peter said to him, You shall never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, If I do not wash you, you have no part with me.
整本圣经里面只有约翰福音十三章有讲到洗脚礼的道理。
So if you search through the entire Bible, you'll find that only in this passage of the Gospel of John records the sacrament of foot washing.
有人就说了，如果那么重要，为什么只有记载一次？
Then some people will ask this question, if this is so important, why is it that it was only recorded once?
但是我们要反问，我们要反问对方。
But however, we can also challenge the question back.
神的话语，你要神讲几次才算是重要。
How many times do you need God to reiterate the same question over and over?
神的话，就算只有讲一次。
Because when it comes to the word of God, even if it's only spoken once,
我们就要去执行。
then we need to perform.
所以这个时候的背景是逾越节快到了。
So therefore, the background of this passage is that the feast of the Passover is coming.
主耶稣很爱门徒。
And Lord Jesus loved the disciples dearly.
在吃饭吃到一半的时候。
And halfway through their supper,
主耶稣就起来帮门徒洗脚。
And then Jesus got up, and then he began to wash the feet of the disciples.
一个一个洗。
And he washed each and every single one of them.
洗到西门彼得那边去的时候。
And when he came to Simon Peter,
那么西门彼得他做人做的有点年纪，有点经验，他知道主耶稣这个行为啊是不合乎我们的传统。
And since Peter, he is more experienced in life and being elderly, he understood that this is not according to the Jewish tradition.
主耶稣是老师。
Because Jesus was the rabbi.
又是救主，成为肉身，在我们世上。
And he was also the Savior, the Lord, who came into the world.
他今天要帮我洗脚。
And now he's going to wash my feet.
他绝对不能接受。
And he can never accept this fact.
但今天如果我们在吃饭的时候。
And it's just like today, if we were having lunch.
年轻人有手有脚，自己不夹菜，要老人家帮他夹。
And if you were to see the younger ones not helping themselves, but rather being served by the elderly members.
要太公帮他倒茶。
Or ask the grandfather to pour the tea for the little ones.
这样年轻人他怎么受得了？
Then of course the young ones they cannot withstand this kind of work.
彼得说这样不行，你不可以洗，永不可洗我的脚。
That's why Peter answered and said that never could you wash my feet.
第八节这个很重要。
And verse 8 is very important.
也就是说，如果我不洗你，你就跟我没有份。
And this is how Jesus answered, "If I do not wash you, you have no part with me."
主耶稣这句话是很重要。
This is a very important verse.
告诉我们为什么要接受洗脚礼。
This allows us to understand why we should receive foot washing sacrament.
洗脚礼的功效到底在哪里？
And also its efficacy.
洗脚礼的功效不是教训性。
And in fact, it is not to give us a lecture.
不是代表性。
And it's not symbolic.
也不是说参考。
And it's not just for reference.
主耶稣说洗脚礼的功效是绝对性，还有当下性。
But rather, Jesus mentioned that the efficacy of foot washing sacrament is entirely absolute.
绝对就是说，如果我不洗你，你就没有跟我没有份。
And that is to say, if I do not wash you, you have no part with me.
没有的商量的。
It's completely black and white.
不可以说可不可以洗一半，有一半的份，不行。
And there is no gray zone. You cannot just wash your feet halfway.
如果他不接受主耶稣的洗脚。
So if they do not receive the foot washing by Lord Jesus,
彼得就没有办法得救的意思了。
Which means that Simon Peter will not receive salvation.
这个也是奥秘，没有办法解释的。
This itself is also a spiritual mystery that cannot be explained.
只能够用信心的去接受。
We can only accept it by our faith.
当时的彼得也不明白为什么要接受洗脚。
And even Simon Peter, he couldn't understand at that time why he should wash his feet.
洗脚这个动作跟得救有什么关系？
And the mere action of washing the feet, what kind of connection has that to do with salvation?
但是主耶稣说，你现在不知道，以后要知道。
But Jesus says that now you do not know, but you shall know it in future.
彼得就凭信心接受主耶稣的洗脚。
And that is why Simon Peter, by his faith, he accepted the foot washing.
因为每一个基督徒如果没有接受过主耶稣的洗脚，就跟主耶稣没有份。
And that is to say, if any single Christian does not receive the foot washing by the Lord, they have no part with the Lord.
今天我们有父母。
Today we have our parents.
父母都很爱儿女。
And every single parent loves their children.
父母的份就是他的财产，他的拥有的东西，以后就交给儿女。
And naturally, the inheritance and that is the property of the parents will pass on to the children.
主耶稣的份是什么呢？
So what is the part of Jesus?
不是金钱。
It is not money.
不是今生的福气。
And it is not the pleasures of this world.
是永生。
But rather, it is eternal life.
所以今天很多基督徒，他们信主耶稣，信了一辈子。
That is why today you see so many Christians believing in Christ for so long.
每个礼拜天去教会。
They go to church every single Sunday.
但是他们却从来没有听过洗脚礼的道理。
But they have never ever heard about the truth of foot washing.
也没有接受过主耶稣的洗脚。
And they have also never ever received the foot washing by the Lord.
跟主耶稣没有份。
Therefore, they have no part with the Lord.
这个不是很可惜吗？
So it is indeed unfortunate.
但是感谢神。
But praise and thank God.
真耶稣教会是得救的真教会。
That the true Jesus Church is the church that saved by God.
从一开始。
Right from the beginning.
圣灵就启示早期的工人。
That the Holy Spirit inspired our early workers.
要替人家洗礼之后。
that after water baptism is being conducted,
回到教会, 要替他们接受洗脚礼,
that upon returning back to the church, the members' feet must be washed.
我们看第十节,
Let's look at verse 10.
耶稣说, 凡洗过澡的人, 只要把脚一洗, 全身就干净。
And Jesus said to him, he who is bathed needs only to wash his feet, but is completely clean.
洗过澡,
and so after you have taken your bath,
洗过澡的人就是代表刚刚去洗完礼,
which means that a person has just finished the water baptism.
那只要回来, 只要把脚一洗, 就是接受洗脚,
and once they come back to wash their feet,
那我就全身都干净,
then they are completely clean.
我们回来接受洗脚礼, 与主有份。
So when we come back to the church, we wash our feet, we have a part with Jesus.
这个也不是传统,
this is not according to tradition.
跟犹太人的传统没有关系,
it has nothing to do with Jewish tradition.
因为犹太人绝对不会老师帮学生洗脚,
because according to the Jewish custom and tradition, the rabbi would never wash the student's feet.
所以主耶稣这个事情是创举, 是一个圣礼的设立。
So therefore, we know and understand that this action of Lord Jesus, it is institutional.
那我除了洗脚礼的奥秘性之外,
and other than the mysteries of the foot washing,
洗脚礼也有很多重要的属灵的道理,
there are also many spiritual teachings inherent within.
我们看13章的第一节,
Let's look at verse
13:1.
So now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come, that he should depart from this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end.
洗脚礼就是告诉我们主耶稣的爱。
So in fact, the sacrament of foot washing is to demonstrate the love of the Lord.
爱不是只有讲出来,
because love is not just lip service.
也不是心里想,
it's not something you think within your heart.
爱是有行动来证明,
but rather, love needs to be proven by your action.
你看到妈妈很爱 baby, 很爱自己的小孩,
and you look at a mother loving the baby so much.
她不会说每天说我爱你, 讲100次,
she won't just tell the baby, I love you 100 times.
她每天帮她换尿布,
but every day you see how the mother will change the diapers,
帮她洗澡,
bathe the baby,
帮她洗衣服, 喂她吃奶,
and do the laundry, and also feed the baby with milk.
妈妈的爱就表达出来了。
And just by these actions of the mother, it demonstrates her love.
主耶稣爱我们也是一样,
in the same way, this is how our Lord Jesus loves us.
主耶稣没有必要要替门徒洗脚,
because there is no necessity for Lord Jesus to wash our feet.
但是这里说主耶稣爱世间属自己的人,
but yet here it says that Jesus loved them to the end.
神的爱是普及天下,
and the love of God, it is universal.
但是他更爱属自己的人,
but he loved those who belong to him even more.
凡受洗归入他名下的人,
and that is for all those members who are baptized into the name of the Lord Jesus.
这里说神的爱, 主耶稣的爱, 爱我们到底,
and here it says that Lord loved his own and also loved them to the end.
什么叫爱到底?
What does it mean to love to the end?
爱到生命的最后, 主耶稣快要钉十字架了, 还在爱门徒,
and that is to say he will love us right to the point before his death when he was on the cross.
爱门徒爱到那个最不可爱的连犹大他也爱了,
and then he loved all the disciples, even the most unlovable Judas Iscariot, he also loved him.
用最好的最深的最属灵的方法去爱他, 让他们与主有份,
and the Lord, he used the most profound way to love his disciples.
所以主耶稣替我们洗脚, 想起主耶稣爱我们,
and that is why he washed our feet, so that we can understand his love.
弟兄姐妹, 我们今天坐在这边, 有没有感觉到主耶稣很爱我?
So today as we are sitting here, do we really feel the love of God?
我们本来不是属于这里的,
because in fact, none of us belong to this place.
我们在世界游荡,
because we are strangers in this world.
不明白真理,
we don't understand the truth.
不相信真神,
we don't know the true God.
甚至可能与神作对,
perhaps we are also in enmity with God.
但是今天主耶稣要洗你的脚,
but yet today, Lord Jesus is going to wash your feet.
主耶稣曾经洗过你的脚,
and that he had once washed your feet.
主耶稣的爱有多大,
and that is the immense love of the Lord.
一想到主耶稣替我们洗脚, 主啊, 我感谢你。
So when we think that the Lord Jesus washed our feet, we need to be filled with gratitude.
第二个教训,
and the second teaching,
洗脚礼告诉我们有关于饶恕的道理。
Foot washing sacrament teaches us the concept of forgiveness.
第二节这里说，吃晚饭的时候，魔鬼已经将卖耶稣的意思放在西门的儿子加略人犹大的心里。
Verse 2, and supper being ended, the devil having already put it into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him.
如果我们今天跟一个人吃饭，
Today, if we are having a meal with someone,
你发觉那个人等一下吃完饭就要来杀你了，要来害你了。
And you realize that after your lunch is over, that person is going to come around to kill you.
从那一刻开始，你看到他那个眼神，那个火都会冒出来。
And I'm sure that you will be rage, filled with rage from that point on.
吃不下去，不想跟他讲话。
No longer will you eat anymore or even speak to that person.
有时候我们知道，听到别人跟另外一个人讲我们一些不好的话，我们马上对那个人眼光就不一样。
And in the same way, sometimes today, if you hear the gossip that others pass against you, your treatment to that person will be totally different.
不要说别人要杀你。
And of course, it's even worse if someone is going to kill you.
但是主耶稣知道犹大已经准备要卖他。
But yet, Jesus already knew that Judas is going to betray him.
但是主耶稣还是去洗犹大的脚。
But still, Jesus continued to wash the feet of Judas.
这个就是主耶稣的饶恕。
That demonstrates the forgiveness of the Lord.
今天人与人之间的关系为什么那么紧张？
Today, why is it that there are so much tension among many different people?
为什么那么复杂？
Why is it human relationship can become so complicated?
不是大家头脑不好。
And it is not because any of us is stupid.
现在大家书都读很多。
Because in fact, a lot of us are very highly educated.
学识都很丰富。
And that we are also filled with a lot of different knowledge.
但是为什么人与人相处那么困难？
Then why is it that it is so complicated and difficult?
有一个很重要的原因。
For people to come together.
因为没有办法饶恕人。
And a very important point is that it is difficult for us to forgive.
有时候夫妻之间也没有办法饶恕对方。
Sometimes when you look at the husband and wife, they cannot even forgive each other.
老是讲那个15年前、30年前的事。
And they often bring back things and grudges that happened 15, 20 years ago.
朋友之间也没有办法饶恕。
That also applied to friends.
弟兄姐妹之间也是一样。
And among siblings as well.
有时候讲错一句话，那个人就不理你了。
Because sometimes you may just make a little mistake and that person will never forgive you.
或是你对某一个人还是很生气。
Or perhaps you are still filled with a lot of anger toward that person.
可能在这一刻，你还是对某一个人心里面还是有点生气。
Maybe still at this moment in time, your heart still harbor a lot of anger toward that person.
你生他气，你怎么去洗他的脚呢？
So if you're angry towards that person, how are you going to wash his feet?
所以说洗犹大的脚的时候，绝对不是很生气的洗。
So here we see that when Lord Jesus, when he was washing the feet of Judas, he wasn't filled with anger at all.
如果主耶稣生他的气，一边洗一边捏他的脚，然后捏得很痛，他说你等一下，你知道。
And if Jesus indeed is angry, probably he will grab hold of the feet of Judas and inflict pain upon him.
还要不要卖？不要了，不要了。好了，算了。
And he probably will just try to threaten Judas. Are you going to betray me?
他知道没有办法改变他。
But Jesus knew that he couldn't change Judas.
他想用爱来改变他。
So instead of anger, Jesus tried to change Judas with his love.
给他最后的机会。
To give him a final chance.
所以主耶稣也告诉我们。
And from this action, he tells us.
我们来看这个第十四节。
Let's look at verse 14.
十四节，我是你们的主，你们的夫子上车洗你们的脚，你们也当彼此洗脚。
If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet.
主耶稣说，我是老师，我洗你们的脚。
Jesus says that I am the teacher and I am washing your feet.
那你们请彼此洗脚。
And that among you people, you should wash each other's feet.
不是说大家拿一盆水来帮对方洗。
And this doesn't mean that we should literally bring a basin of water.
但是心里要替得罪你的人洗脚。
But rather to wash these feet within our heart.
这主耶稣说你要用洗脚这个动作来感化对方，来修补你们之间的关系。
And that is to say, you should carry this attitude of love, and that is of washing the other person's feet.
你不是等他来跟你道歉，你才原谅他。
And that is, you should initiate your forgiveness to that person instead of waiting for the person to turn to you.
他可能还没有跟你道歉。
Because that person may not have apologized yet.
你心里还很火，很生气。
But yet you are still filled with anger.
但是主耶稣说要洗脚。
But Jesus tells us that you must wash his feet.
心里我们就已经弯下来了。
So then within our heart, we have already humbled down and bring our back down.
心里软化了。
Because our heart has softened.
好，帮你洗。
Yes, we must wash.
这是我接纳你。
That is to say, I do accept you.
我告诉你，你那天讲话有点伤到我。
And so let me tell you, whatever you spoke the other day, it was hurtful.
但是我已经原谅你了。
But now I have forgiven you.
我现在不生气了。
Now I'm not angry anymore.
真的，对不起，对不起。那我以后讲话要小心点。 Then
the person may be very apologetic and tell you back that they will not do it again.
这个就是彼此洗脚。
That means we are washing one another's feet.
今天如果我们有把彼此洗脚这个道理实行在生活当中。
So today, indeed, if we do carry out this teaching of foot washing in our daily life,
我们的生活一定是美好的。
Then our life will be so wonderful.
夫妻关系。
When it comes to spousal relationship,
弟兄姐妹之间,
and also between brothers and sisters,
都是能够得到和平的。
We will have peace and harmony.
再来，洗脚礼告诉我们圣洁的道理。
And next, foot washing sacrament tell us the teaching of holiness.
第二节说，吃饭的时候，魔鬼也将一个意念放在犹大的心里。
From verse 2, we see that in fact, the devil hath planted this idea into the heart of Judas.
我们有时候说魔鬼的工作是什么？
Sometimes when we speak about the work of the devil, what is it?
有时候小朋友很怕黑，很怕魔鬼。
We see a little kid being very afraid of the dark.
黑黑的。
Because of darkness.
丑丑的。
They are so afraid.
那个是魔鬼的表现是没有错。
And in fact, that may show that the devil is around.
但是魔鬼的厉害的地方，他有时候不需要变出一个很丑恶的样子来让我们害怕。
But in fact, the devil is more sinister than that. He does not need to transform himself into an ugly being to scare you.
魔鬼啊，厉害的工作都很细微的，很细的。
Because in fact, devil is so conniving that he can touch you in little ways that you don't know.
他这个不好的意念，很微小的一个意念，放在你心里面。
And he will do it in such a subtle way. He will plant this little tiny thought into your mind.
他把贩卖耶稣这个 idea 这个意思放在他里面而已啊。And
devil, he just planted this idea of betrayal into the heart of Judas.
犹大整个晚上就心里面就有挣扎了。哎呀，到底要怎么做？Then
now Judas, he began to struggle for the entire night. What should he do?
所以魔鬼的工作就是把不好的意念放在我们心里，就是那么简单。So
it is very simple. The devil will just plant evil thought into our heart.
有了这个意念，我们自己就会去把它实行出来。
And once this evil thought is planted, we will naturally carry it out into action.
有了这个意念，我们就不洁净。
And once we have this evil thought in our heart, no longer are we clean anymore.
第十节主要是说,
That's why in verse 10,
你洗过澡的人，把澡一洗，全身都洁净。你们都是洁净的，然而不都是洁净的。
That Jesus said, he who is bathed needs only to wash his feet, but is completely clean. And you are clean, but not all of you.
十二个门徒是洁净的。
All 12 of the disciples are cleansed.
他们已经被主耶稣洗过脸，已经属于主耶稣了。They
are cleansed because they have been baptized. They belong to the Lord.
但是，然而不都是洁净的。But
then not all of them were clean.
谁不洁净？
Who is not clean?
犹大不洁净。Judas
is correct. He wasn't clean.
他哪里不洁净？
And in which way was he filthy?
心里不洁净。His
heart was filthy.
所以洗脚里，主耶稣帮他洗脚。
That is why Jesus must wash his feet.
提醒他，你是不洁净的。
To remind him that you are indeed filthy.
今天我们每一次听到洗脚礼的道理。
And today, every single time when we hear the teaching of a washing sacrament.
主啊，我是不洁净的。
Oh Lord, I am so filthy.
我个性上面还有很多的缺点。
And in terms of my personality, I am still falling short.
我的行为有时候也是很不好。
And in terms of my actions, they are still not perfect.
所以每天要洗。
Therefore, I need to wash myself every day.
脚就代表我们的行为。
Because our feet, it represents our actions.
有时候我们在外面一整天那个脚出汗，哇，一回到家鞋子一脱，哇，味道芬芳，不是芬芳，非常臭。
And so today, if you were to run around the entire town, and upon returning home, you'll find that you have stinking feet.
赶快洗脚。You
want to wash your feet right away.
哇，用肥皂，用消毒的。
And of course, you'll use all the finest soap.
才不会。 脚那么臭,
so that your feet will no longer stink.
我们今天在世界上生活，脚都很臭。
So today, in the same way, we are all running around this world. Our feet have become very filthy.
不知不觉学了一些不好的习惯。
Because subconsciously we pick up bad habits.
你跟什么人朋友在一起，就会学他们讲话。
Because the friends that you mingle with, you will end up speaking like them.
你朋友的习惯，喜欢什么，你就学他们。
And whatever habits or favorites that your friend have, you will follow.
或是有时候可能观念跟世界上的人一模一样。
And sometimes just some worldly concepts you will also pick up from these friends.
这个属灵的脚就已经脏了。
That is why your spiritual feet have become filthy.
这个时候我们就要洗脚。
So at this point in time, you must wash your feet.
怎么洗？
How do we do it?
每个礼拜来听道理就是洗脚。
Because every week when you come to the church to listen to the truth, you are washing your feet.
自己读圣经，哇，我的脚那么脏，主耶稣，你洁净我，改变我。
And at home, when you open up your Bible and study, you realize how filthy you are. You need to be cleansed.
用道理来洗。
You need to be cleansed by the word of God.
这样我们的行为，我们的脚就洁净了。
Then in this way, our actions, our feet will be clean.
所以洗脚里有很多的教训。
So therefore, there are so many wonderful teachings behind foot washing sacrament.
但是最重要的是要我们与主有份。
But the most important of all is to have a part with Lord Jesus.
等一下我们请两位新受洗的把鞋子脱掉，把袜子脱掉，把裤管卷起来。
So therefore, we're going to invite the two newly baptized members to prepare for the sacrament.
但等一下，传道人要奉主耶稣的圣名给你们洗脚。
And then later on, the pastor will wash your feet in the name of Jesus.
心里就默祷。
And then at this time, you can pray silently.
是想说，是主耶稣现在帮我洗脚。
And to meditate upon the love of Jesus, knowing that He's washing your feet at that moment.
弟兄姐妹也要唱295首。
And that brothers and sisters can sing the hymn 295.
想想主的教训。
And to meditate upon Lord Jesus.
我们的脚都曾经被主耶稣洗过。
That all of us, our feet have once been washed by Jesus.
好，我们请两位新受洗的先脱鞋脱袜子准备一下。
So we'll invite the two newly baptized members to remove your shoes and socks and get ready. Oh, So we invite the two brothers, the two new brothers, to please look at your feet.
有没有很漂亮?
Aren't they so beautiful?
这双脚是全世界最漂亮的。
Now these two pairs of feet are the most beautiful in the world. Because they have been washed by Jesus.
是属于主耶稣的。
And they now belong to Lord Jesus.
愿你这双脚常常带你来教会。
And that may your feet now, from today on, will bring you to the church always.
带领一生走在主的道路上面。
And to guide you to walk in the Lord for the rest of your life.
得到主的祝福。
And to receive the blessings of the Lord.
出入都能够蒙恩。
And that you will be blessed in your coming and your going.
用这双脚来服侍神。
And also to use this pair of feet to serve the Lord.
我们洗脚礼就进行到这里。
So this concludes the sacrament of foot washing.
我们把接下来的时间交给周传道，要来带领我们来领受圣餐。
And now we'll give the time of the service over to Pastor Joe to move on to the Holy Communion Sacrament.